In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, this new year, 2021, all glory belongs to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Apart from God, we have absolutely nothing. Apart from God, we have absolutely nothing. That's why God wants to be Lord of 2021, so that you would have in your life someone who is always with you, for you, and never against you. I got a call today from somebody, and she has really worked hard with her father. She has really worked hard with her father. And I said, you've done wonderful things with your father. Don't be haunted. You've not been perfect. No one's perfect. But you've done wonderful things with your dad. God wants you to know that you don't have to be tormented. Torment is never of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, torment is never of God. I tell you, you might be depressed today, but God knows how to lift depression. He knows how to lift depression. I'm going to sing a psalm. Read a psalm. Maybe I will sing it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Worship the Lord with gladness. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence singing for joy. Come into his presence singing for joy. It is he that made us. It is he that made us. And we are his. And we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter the gates of God with thanksgiving. Enter the gates of God with thanksgiving. Enter the courts of God with praise. Enter the courts of God with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his holy name. Give thanks to him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His steadfast love, his hesed love, endures forever. And his faithfulness to all generations, his faithfulness to you and to me.
We made it. 2021. It's going to be the year of the Father's glory. You know, we made it out of the darkness of 2020 into the light of 2021. What the devil intended for evil, God's going to use for his glory. 2021, we are his, like Father Tom just said. 2021 is going to be the year that we become his even deeper. That we become used by God even more. That the love of God within us grows even further. That the light of God drives out all darkness within us. You know, I think that 2021 is going to be such an anointed year. Sometimes God needs to knock things off of us as he did in 2020. So that the glory can fill in that, can fill in those spaces. I prophesize over all of your life, 2021 is going to be a year of greater connection, greater love of God. You know, I hope you are all as excited as I am for this new year. God has a perfect plan for this year, for your life. He's taken you through travail so that you could open gates to surrender. He's telling you that he has a perfect plan for you in 2021. And all you need to do is trust in him and surrender. We trust in you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. You know, right now we pray that the miracle power of God falls upon you, falls over this whole year for you, that God opens doors for you that you never thought would open. He opens routes of glory that you never even saw possible. He opened up avenues of love for you that you couldn't even conceive. And that you begin to see yourself as God sees you this year. And that is absolutely perfect. Because in the eyes of God, when he sees you, he doesn't see your faults, your traumas, your pains. All he sees is perfection. And he loves you.
He loves you. How many times have I said that? But I even know more than he loves you. He is in love with you.
Amen.
In love with you. Yes, and nothing is impossible with God. Nothing, nothing, nothing. You know, no matter how small we are, God is great and God is big. But you know what? This is very interesting. He came as a baby, a tiny infant. And now he comes as the Lord of Lords through a piece of bread that has become his body and blood. God is so humble. The humility of God taking the form of a man in the form of an infant and now taking the form of bread, no longer bread, but becoming his body and blood, taking the form of his word. How important it is that his word be nourished and proclaimed. You know, people ask me, was there a priest in your life that you wanted to enter the priesthood? My answer was really no. You know what was in my life? The people called me to priesthood. We were having prayer meetings, and the people called me to pray the priesthood. That's the real experience that I've had. Where would I have been without those people who listened to the word of God that flowed from my mouth? These people called me to be a priest, and I'm going to tell you, that is my joy. By the grace of God. It's never been easy, but it's my joy to say, I am so blessed to be on radio with you in the new year. So blessed to tell you that Jesus is in love with you. So blessed to say, and I don't even see your face, but God sees your face. And you know what? I don't preach to multitudes. I preach to you. That's who I preach to you. So that you may know that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. God is light, and in him there is no darkness.
So true. God loves you, but God is in love with you. He's not looking for a passive relationship. He wants an active relationship. Jesus wants you to know that he is right there with you. Jesus wants open dialogue with you, open conversation. How great news is that? You know, the God of this world who created this world, everything in it. He wants to live in you, through you, converse with you, speak with you, talk to you, love you. All of that. He wants it all. The only thing Jesus wants is everything. And the only thing he wants you to give him is everything. And the only thing he wants you to desire is everything. You know, it's very appropriate that this 2021 is starting on a First Friday. You know, the Sacred Heart of Jesus is one of the greatest attributes of God. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is that he has such love for you and desire that the human mind can't comprehend the love of God. You know, we are all imperfect people living in an imperfect world. So I try to take the greatest love I felt on this earth and then multiply it by infinity. And that won't even begin to reach the recesses of the love of God that he has for you. You know, I pray right now that the love coming from the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as we honor it on First Fridays, comes upon you, comes into your house, your car. It just totally saturates you. You are saturated in the love of Jesus. You are saturated in the love of God. Your whole family, this whole year, everything in your life becomes saturated right now by the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the love of God. Because once his perfect love comes upon you, fear is broken, surrender ensues, the glory of the Father comes. You know, the price Jesus paid on this cross becomes lightened for him, because he paid that price so he can live through you and love you. We pray right now, God, that you take your people, anyone listening, into the heavenly realms, Lord. We pray that all the angels and saints in heaven come upon them. And we just thank you, Jesus. We love you. We just are so grateful for what you have in store for us this year. 2021 is going to be the year of the deepest conversion yet. You know, we are converting daily. Every day we are going deeper with God, and we just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for everything you have done for us and will do for us throughout this coming year.
And you know what? Once you've experienced the love of God, you're never the same.
Amen.
You're never the same. You're never the same. They thought I was drunk that time when the Lord came to me in 1968. They thought I was on drugs. I wasn't on drugs. I was on Jesus. And you know what? I want to be honest with you. I do not often experience the presence of God. Today I am. I want to be honest with you. When I pray, sometimes I say to the Lord, it's like I'm in the middle of a baseball field. And you're with me, I guess. But I don't feel you. But you know what? It's not about feeling. It's about faith.
Amen.
It's about faith. As we stand under the cross, to understand is to stand under the cross. Oh, yes. And not only the cross, but to see that open tomb that is empty because Jesus has been raised from the dead. And because of the resurrection, everything is possible. All things are possible.
Amen.
Because of the resurrection and the cross, all things are possible. Amen. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible to those who believe.
Yes, we know all things are possible, Lord. We pray that you use this 2020 to take us from having the belief in God to having the belief of God. You know, when we break all spirits of unbelief, which we ask you to do now, Jesus, and the total centurion faith and belief of God saturates us, in that glory, anything is possible. You know, we ask, Lord, 2021 be a year where anything becomes possible for you. We ask, Lord, that you turn all the darkness into light and all the sadness into glory. You know, sometimes when we'll be on the street preaching, people will come up to us and, you know, there'll be a lot, sometimes all heck will break loose. When people come up to us and be like, hey, kid, what are you so happy about? Angry. Can't comprehend. Because when you're living in the eternal realm, when you're living in the truth of God, What afflicts the world does not afflict you. What affects the world does not affect Christians. When you come into the belief and under the wings of God, you become protected from these worldly darts of the enemy. You know, you still will be tested. We still will go through struggle. But God will use it all to his good, and he will use it all to your good. You know, God just put it on my heart that 2021 is going to take you into such a deep place with God, a deep relationship, that, you know, God's angels are going to encamp around you. They're going to anoint the words you say. They're going to lead the steps you take. Your guardian angel will walk before you. Your eyes will open to the spiritual realm. You know, we are all one mystical body, everyone in Christ. You know, God works in unity. The devil tries to divide. That unity will come upon your life, this world, your family. Any divisions will be broken in the name of Jesus. Right now, any assignments of the enemy in the name of Jesus, me and Father Tom, break that off for your life. You know, who are we to do that? Trust me, I'm no one. I'm a very limited person, but through the name of Jesus, all things are possible. We pray that our eyes will be your eyes, our hands will be your hands, and that you will know the joy of the Lord as many have come to know it, because the joy of the Lord is your strength when it comes upon you. And right now, we just pray, Jesus, to just saturate him with that joy.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 It is our strength. And how we need the joy of the Lord in these dark times. Because I'm telling you, we live in dark times, but we know God who is light, and in him there's no darkness. We know God that wants to change everything in the midst of havoc, in the midst of darkness. Oh yes, that's why our position must be under the cross, because that's where he conquered for you, for me, under the cross. Who was under the cross that day? Mary. And Simeon proclaimed to her that a sword would pierce her own soul, that the thoughts of many would be laid bare. That happened under the cross. Mary saw her son suffer, and that sword that pierced Jesus physically pierced Mary spiritually.
After the suffering came the resurrection of Jesus, the descent of the Holy Spirit in heaven opening. There is such an anointing right now on the words Father Tom is speaking. There's such an anointing in this room, in your car, and anyone who's listening. You know, there are some people listening who have not truly understood the love of God, truly experienced the joy of the Lord. God wants to take you right now into that deeper experience. He wants you to pray with me and Father Tom. Even if you have given your life to the Lord, he wants to take you deeper. There's always more with God. This world is fleeting. There's never more. There's always an end to the world. There's an end to the year in your life, but with God, there's always more. So to start 2021, just say, Jesus, come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Be the Lord and Savior of my life.
Be the Lord and Savior of my life.
I surrender to you. All my pain, anxiety, and trauma. Anything that's happened in 2020. Or before in my life. I ask you to fill all darkness within me. With the light of God. I ask you to fill all unbelief.
I ask you to fill all unbelief.
With the belief of the Father.
With the belief of the Father.
Saturate me in the glory of the Father.
Saturate me in the glory of the Father.
Baptize me in the Holy Spirit.
Baptize me in the Holy Spirit.
And your holy fire.
And your holy fire.
Send down all the angels of heaven on me.
Send down all the angels of heaven on
because
me.
Because all I want is you.
Because all I want is you.
Amen.
Amen.
The feeling come upon you right now, that's the freedom that God wants you to live in. His greatest attribute is mercy and his love, but with that mercy and love comes the freedom of the Lord. You know, we have apparent goods in this world, but they'll ensnare you. God wants you to live in the freedom that only you can walk through, only through his son, Jesus Christ. You know, you can be walking through the desert. You can be walking through the gates of hell on this earth. But with Jesus, you will experience a freedom, even in the toughest situations, that can never be matched by anything of this world. In fact, the Lord will test you and he'll put you in places that he knows. God will never give you a cross you cannot bear. He'll never put you in a place that you cannot handle. You know, the more anointed you become, often the tougher situations you go in. But that's to refine you. We pray, Lord, that do anything you need to do to refine us by the fire this year. You know, burn out anything that is not of you, Lord. Because we want total healing, total surrender, Lord, because we know that's why you went on the cross. We want total transparency with you, an open relationship, the joy of the Lord. You know, I pray every day that I can commune with God. I can speak with God. I try to speak with God like he's my best friend and he is beside me. Because that is the truth. Where two or more are gathered, Jesus is present. But Jesus is always present beside you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that the truth of God breaks all the facts of the world, that the love of God and the knowledge that Jesus has ordained every step in your life and is with you, every breath you take and every step you make will be known to you. And you know, every breath we take is an unmerited gift. We just thank you, Jesus, for giving us this day, for giving us this year. I thank you, Lord, for every breath you let me take, every person I get a touch, and every struggle and pain I go through, because I know you use it all for your glory.
You use it all for your glory, and I know that to be true. To those who love God, all things work together for the good. Look at the things that you hate that happened in your life. Look at those things. If you love God, he's going to work that for good. You might have to do some forgiving. Amen. You might have to do some forgiving. And I'm not telling you to feel forgiven or feel forgiving. I'm telling you to make it yours. I forgive that person for abusing me. I forgive that person in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, 2021 is going to be a year of forgiveness.
Amen.
That we Amen. Not only receive the forgiveness from God, but that we give forgiveness to those who crushed us.
Amen.
I just saw a rose crushed. But you know what? Put it in the water of the Holy Spirit, and it comes back. They tell me that in heaven, when you pick a rose or a flower, immediately another one grows. Another one grows. You're that rose. You're that rose. You are that rose. Let the love of God permeate you so that you open up to the beams of light that come from the cross and resurrection.
Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they're doing. You know, when we can forgive as Jesus forgives, we can receive the life that Jesus lives. Forgiveness is so key. 2021, I got chilled when Father said that. that 2021 is going to be a year of forgiveness. Because it takes forgiveness to move forward in life. Like Father Tom said, it takes humility. When we know the greatest of God, we have no chance, no choice but to humble ourselves. So in our smallness, God becomes the greatest, you know? And we just pray that all these things can be done. And in 2021, you dive into the river of the Lord. You swim in the glory of the Father. But you see that He has a perfect plan for your life, and He's using these gates of forgiveness and trauma to refine you and to bring you in a deeper place with Him. So we just pray that anything that's happened to you, you can forgive those, an active thing, but more so, see the good that God will take out of it, although it may not have worked to the good at His time. For those who believe, God will use everything for His good.
So we want to wish you a blessed new year, a new year in the Lord,
amen.
A new year through the Lord,
amen.
A new year for the Lord.
2021 years ago, God sent down His Son, the CEO of this world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He died on a cross for you so that He could live through you. And He's asking you right now, will you be my vessel? Will 2021 be the year that I use you? Will 2021 be the year that you come to the glory of Jesus and the Father? God bless you.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.